Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. In the house, we have the crappie ninja. Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Oh, that's, boy.
I'm telling you, James Callaway's in the house. Or we're in his house. We're in a house somewhere. This is crazy. Crappie ninja.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm claiming the... Yeah, look at this shirt. I'm claiming that I gave you that nickname.
You might have.
I'm here to say last year we were at the... Mississippi Crappie Camp, and sure enough, you had that band.
You had the
eye of the tiger.
I was mad at those crappie, weren't we?
You were mad, and you were catching them. Mm-hmm. You were flat out catching them. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's just get right to it. How are you catching all these crappie?
Well, it's a lot of hoping.
Hoping.
A lot of hoping on my part, because I just put them out, and I hope those Pico crankbaits do their job.
Yeah.
I look good.
That's right. Let's start with how you're putting those lures out. And also, are you using the deep diving INT Pico crankbaits, or are you using the square bills?
I'm fixing to go to the square bill tomorrow if I can get on the lake.
Right. And why are you changing to them instead of the deeper diver, the reservoir?
I got a little word that they're up shallow, about 4 foot.
Right.
So that square bill ought to be right in that area, shouldn't it?
In that target zone.
In that target zone, yeah. And I heard they was in the deepest part of the lake, too.
Yeah.
20 foot of water.
Yep. And that's as deep as water gets here in Lake
Washington. It is. Right there at the bottleneck, they call it. That's about as deep as it gets. The rest of it, maybe 8, 9, 10 foot at the most.
We talk a lot about trolling, and so trolling the different ones. The square bill, so you're actually focused. If you're using the deep diver, what kind of depth zone are you actually looking for, and how deep, how far back do you know to put your line from your crankbait?
If I catch a fish, I really pay attention
to
where he is when I, you know, get him to the back of the boat or to the leaders or everything, and I just try to cast back to that spot after I get that fish off, and then you know, it kind of developed, because I don't use any electronics.
Right.
I mean, I got a little.
You do
dash.
Have a little dash one.
Yeah,
but that's
I got a
just
dash
for.
One. But it,
I don't know what that's for. You have one.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, while I was trying to fish a little bit, I was dragging the bottom, apparently, so I kept trying to shallow up,
because
the fish was actually hitting the jig that I had on. And that. Those crankbaits come up with some trash on them. So, I said, I need to go shallower.
Right.
So,
and so is that how you know how deep you're going to run them? I mean, let's talk about different reservoirs, because that probably makes a difference. Lake Washington, it just
shallow.
Does, yeah, very,
very
shallow. But what happens if you go to, say, one that has maybe an average depth of like 12 to 18 feet?
The lake that I fish that's across the river from Lake Washington in Arkansas, it's got about a 17 foot is the deepest part in it, but it normally runs to 13, 14 foot. And I love
What's
that lake.
What's the name of that? Is that Chico?
It's Grand Lake.
Oh, Grand Lake. Yeah.
Chico, I never have been real good at catching them on Chico. Plus, when I do catch one, he's short. He's short.
Oh,
they got a 10 inch limit there, I think. And 9.5, you know, you hate to throw those. Those are good eaters. But, Chico would be a wonderful place if I could figure out how to catch them there.
So you're going over to Grand Lake, then you're using the deep divers.
Yeah.
So in general, and we're still talking about depth, what is what's the length of line that you're putting out? So Pico's with 45 feet run 12 foot deep, right?
Yeah, most of them do, but I'm not putting very much line out at all. I'm using planer boards since the water.
What kind of planer boards are you using?
They're offshore tackle that I got started on. Dan Dannemuller got me started on them. He gave me two of them at the Big Mama.
That cost you, didn't it?
Yeah. I bought three more sets.
Isn't that the deal? Someone gives you something and you're like, this is nice. And then all of a sudden, get out your wallet.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Then I catch them on a certain color. I only got two or three of them. Mitch gets a call. I got to have some more.
I know. We'll talk about colors here in a second, because we got two brand new ones to talk about. But so that's how you know what your depth is. And then
I do have line counters on my
your poles.
I do have, but I hardly ever look at them.
Really?
Know, really.
Yeah.
And of course, the longer the further you let it out after you put the board on, the further it's going to go to your right or your left.
That's right.
So, you know, I try to gauge that, try to cover all areas. But then when I do my flat lines, if it's not too rough, I do flat lines. I got a 20 foot, 18, 16, 14.
Wow.
And I'm covering water with plenty of bait in the water.
That's right. And that's probably the deal why you're so good. You're so successful at that.
I don't know about the good part. I get lucky a lot.
I don't think it's luck when you got that much stuff out there. That's just breathing through some water. But I mean, let's talk about your setup. You put your planer boards out first. Is that right? Is it shaped like a wingspan of a bird?
I try to get them in line.
All right.
You know, right in line off the corners of the boat. So I'm sitting there in my chair and I can tell, you know, if one's good and acted. Flag don't always go down.
Right. Telltale flag.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get that set just right for the flag to go down. But, you know, you get a catfish or something like that, it goes down good. You know, I've got something either big for a crappie or a catfish, slimy. Slimy
or a gar. Catch gars, don't
I've caught one gar in this lake. One gar in this lake.
Yeah.
Oh, they give me a lot of trouble when I'm in certain places, like an oxbow off the river or something like that, and they're in there heavy. I lose baits with them. They can cut them. And I do use steel leaders when I know I'm going to be hitting gar.
Uh-huh.
And that helps.
Well,
I used to have a pellet gun in there. I'd shoot that sucker too. Because he makes that flip and there it goes. I buy $7, you know, or whatever that cost.
That's right. So you start on the outside corners and you start working your way in. Mm-hmm. And how many boards do you have on each side normally?
I'm using three right now. I've only got three pulling rods or six pulling rods as far as the crankbait for the planer boards.
For the planer boards.
I got them high in the back of the boat.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just as high as I can. And then a lot of people, when they're sitting up in the front, your line's crossed. Well, it does look like they're crossed, but the way I put them out, the one furthest to the right or to the left is the furthest one out from the boat, and then the middle one, and then the one inside right by the motors.
Just keep staggering them.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you put out your free lines or your long lines, and then how do you know? Do you always put out three poles on each side of long lines?
I've been known to put up to 16 rods out at one time. Now, that's definitely in a lake that, you know, I know well.
Right.
But
this one really doesn't have snags. This one has that black goobly goo.
Uh-huh.
And that gets on that.
Yeah.
And that's probably something where you're trolling.
I did catch a limb brim yesterday.
You did?
And a sycamore leaf.
How did that taste?
I don't know. You got to use lots of cayenne pepper and all
that. Get that wood to taste very good. Let's talk about colors. We're pretty excited because the colors, two of the new colors, which you have, nobody else has down here that I know
special.
Of. Yeah, is One's Paycheck, which is a shad pattern one, which my son-in-law, Joey, that's a shout-out to him. Uh-huh. He painted that one.
Oh, okay.
And the other one's Doug Wynn. It's called the D-Wynn.
Okay.
And that's the one that's green and has the black bars on the back and kind of has a thrush, kind of an orange thrush on it.
And Last time I saw Doug, he was kind of wanting to come down and fish in this area one time, but he said, let me know when they're good, you know. But
yeah, we need to bring him down for one of these. Yeah. But you know, so those are two colors I know you have because we gave them to you, and you have them in your bag to use tomorrow.
They're in there somewhere.
Well, you need to get those out. So
Sent me that bag today. I think I've got well over 300.
300 crankbaits.
300. Each box holds 150, and they're completely full right now. I've got to find a new home for those that I got yesterday.
Let's talk about you have the coolest, the bestest, the neatest tackle boxes for crankbaits. Tell us, do you happen to know the brand, or are they out of business?
I can't even remember the brand now. I think I got those.
You've had them for a long time.
I've had them. Gene Lester put me on those.
Uh-huh.
And he was a big crankbait puller over at Grenada. But I think he's pretty much gone to the live scope now. Oh, he's not team big fish anymore. They're big fish still, but I went with him one time and he gave me little secrets here and there that I picked up on, you know. But he's over at Grenada most of the time. He guides there. But I can't remember names. Oh, that one looks good, you know.
Right. Pico has 42 notes. Has 42 colors in the deep diver, 14 in the square bill. So there's a wide selection.
Yeah,
when it comes to lure color, like how do you start? You start in the lake, but you've been to Washington for a while. So do you start with your favorites and then do you go to experimental?
Washington used to be a really good crankbait lake. But, you know, like everybody's been complaining they're not catching fish like they used to, but you know, I think we caught 9 last year.
We caught 9 big ones.
Yeah,
they were like all keepers.
And I don't know how many John and I caught the next day, but he said he took almost 500 pictures of me. So I guess we had we had a lot of
last year. You really reeked them in.
Yeah.
So tell us the color thing. How are you?
I remember Christmas tree catching them last year.
Right, Christmas tree.
I've had it out. Yesterday,
kind of a shad.
It was too windy today. I was really scared to get out on the lake today, especially out of the wind. You know.
Well, I mean, if your planer board goes under and you don't see it again for a minute, and then it comes to the other top of that wave, I guess that's too big.
Yeah.
But I mean, what other colors are like your favorite? Do you think some of the
I like zombie.
Oh, zombie shad patterns. You think more?
Yeah.
You think shad patterns more? Because you remember the green one, like Grenada green and some of those greens and Fire Tiger. Are you into those? Or are you more?
I've been Mud Buddy or whatever it's called.
Mud Bug?
Yeah, Mud Bug. I like that one.
That's like a crawdad color.
Red Crawl. I like that
one. I can see that's a black. That's has black, but has a lot of red to it. So you're do you put out different colors on each side?
I try
to. Shad on one side, red and orange.
If I'm going to fish 6 poles, I usually got 6 colors.
Six different colors.
6 different colors. Don't make any difference what side they're on. And then if I catch 2 on that bait, I'm probably changing, you know, to that bait.
You have to understand, he has tackle boxes, and there's like 12. There's one color, and he's got 12 of them. And so if they get hot, you'll stick.
I'm ready for them.
Dude,
every
you just
pole
keep sticking.
In the boat will have that color on.
Think that's the deal, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. They like it's a reaction bite. You know that.
Right.
They're just kind of mad at it when they come by, when it comes by them, and that's a reaction bite. And then I do have a jig on lots of times, too, and I've been using
like a jig trailer, or do you use the snap in the front?
It's up top.
But
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll stretch out 6 foot of line. Right. See, I'm 6 foot tall. It's close. And then I'll go about like that right there and put a swivel on and then tie a knot. And then I put another
swivel.
Swivel clip.
Yeah,
and that's where my jig goes. And then a long one is the crankbait.
Yeah. Yep. So kind of a teaser in the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what? Texas trailer. They sell those.
Yeah.
You can buy at Pico Lures. Pico Lures happens to be our lure sponsor, so we love them. But they actually, I mean, they're so popular, aren't they? In Mississippi,
I've just
crazy.
Left my other 2 boxes or 3 boxes at the house. You know, I'm strictly Pico's in the boat right now.
I think it's just crazy because Mississippi has such good trolling lakes, don't they?
Oh,
like Grenada, they'll throw on Grenada, and they have Crankfest.
Have you
ever fished in that?
I started a club in South Arkansas Crappie Club. So I bought the good scales and I bought the digital screen and everything. And the first one they put on over there was using my scales and my scoreboards too.
Wow!
But since then I let the club go by. I hadn't had it in the last 2 years, and I won't have it this year. But just kind
of
lost
stuff
interest.
Going on.
Yeah, lost interest in
it. You got grandkids. You got things to
I've got a new boat, too, that's sitting at the house right now. It's a Sea Ark that I thought would be perfect. But I'm afraid it's too much boat for me, Brad. It's 26 foot long.
Oh, 26.
It's 26 foot long. It's down in the bottom, about huge live well back there. Got couches in front of the console and everything and a big front deck. Oh,
that's,
man,
a yacht, talking, baby.
Got
that's
a three, a, got a 300 Zook on it, man.
That's can, a redneck yacht, baby.
It is. That's all we've done.
Yeah, no, no, a Ninja probably doesn't need a boat. That's big.
I mean, that's my new got, move.
That's like when you catch a fish, because we're going out, I'm going to have you do some of that on the video, okay, man. I'll be like, Crappy Ninja. And you got to wear that shirt, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to find a little tag says Pico and like put
maybe
that,
put, a
put that in there somewhere or something on that. But
I was hoping there would be some stickers in that care package, possibly a shirt.
Not yet. Well, Mitch, you hear it now, man. You want the Ninja to be wearing your stuff. But if you could give them one tip for trolling crankbaits, what would that one tip be?
One tip would be play close attention to what you got out, where you bring that fish up, and you know it's particular things that I pay attention to that probably somebody else won't even
right
notice, you know, but you've got to really pay close attention to what you're doing, and when you catch that fish, make a mental note of it and then try to go back at that same depth. And okay, it's just, you know, a lot of hoping in my part. I promise you, I'm not that good, but I do get lucky.
He flat out whacks them, baby. And he'll whack them. This wind stops being 40-mile-an-hour gust, and he gets out there. There's going to be a sleigh of crappies just being in this boat going down the thing. But that's good.
You're building me up to mess. This thing's getting tight. I'm like,
we like that. We like that. Hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So anything you're looking for to catch game fish, Pico has something for it. They also have terminal tackle. He was talking about snaps and swivels, things like that. Pico also has a line of Vanguard tackle, and that has terminal tackle, has fishing line, scales, just tools, things like that. You can check them out, picolures.com. James, if they wanted to see, like, maybe what you were doing, do you have a Facebook page they can kind of check out? And
post
see?
Every once in a while. All right. You know, it's kind of like duck hunting or deer hunting or something like that. You don't want to give all your secrets out, you know?
There you go.
Because everybody's studying that.
That's right.
Yeah, everyone's... Facebook, they'll look and see, and then next thing you know, you'll be walking on boats, or you could walk on boats where you was fishing. But now, one of my favorite lakes is Belco.
Oh.
It's outside of Dumas.
Uh-huh.
I heard that they caught them there Saturday, so I might be going there. It's a real shallow lake. I mean, the whole thing's shallow.
Wow.
But and the planer boards, that's one thing. Let me make this note if it's okay.
Yeah.
The planer boards work good in shallow lakes, okay, because the boat's probably scaring those fish.
Right.
So you put your planer boards out, and that's flushing them out to the sides. And that's
to
when
your
you'll
baits.
Start, yeah, uh-huh, to your baits. So that's when you start catching them on planer boards in the shallower lakes.
All right, there you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.
I love it.